The federal government has finalized new guidelines on the use of sea otters by Alaska Natives. The change is aimed at better defining a requirement that hides must be significantly altered in order to be considered authentic Native handicrafts or clothing that can be sold to non-Natives. Andrea Medeiros is a spokeswoman for the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, which has been working on the revised wording for more than a year.
These are guidelines, and they're to help the Alaska Native artisans to understand what exactly qualifies as significantly altered.
The final guidelines say a sea otter will be considered significantly altered when it's not recognizable as a whole hide and has been made into handicrafts or clothing. The language goes on to define that in more detail. It's a positive step, according to the Sea Alaska Heritage Institute, which teaches classes in the Native tradition of skin sewing. SHI Chief Operating Officer Lee Kadinger says the new wording still needs some adjustment, but overall, he says SHI appreciates the change. Kadinger thinks it helps clear up a term that he says has caused significant harm to artisans over the years.
Clarifying significantly altered to more align with the Marine Mammal Protection Act's original intent is going to help continue a tradition practice since time immemorial without fear of prosecution, as has been in past. Protecting this inherent cultural right is not only good public policy, but it supports and preserves cultural diversity and respects the traditions and lifestyles of Alaska Native people.
Sea otters are a federally protected species, and only coastal Alaska Natives are allowed to hunt them. The revised language was in part prompted by concerns that unclear regulations and past enforcement actions had discouraged Native use of the animals. According to the agency, the final guidelines are based on input from a 2012 workshop with Native artists and hunters, as well as extensive public comments on draft language that came out last spring. Some commenters found the draft language too restrictive. Others oppose the change as an attempt to weaken protections and encourage more hunting of the animals, which have come into conflict with some of Alaska's fisheries.